it's got a chain drive. You put it in gear and it pulls and you guide. Mm-hmm. That's the easier kind. And the easiest kind is riding lawnmower, which you crank it up and get on and it goes and you sit.
Okay. How about a tool that's used in a garden that may turn the dirt up?
A tiller.
Mm-hmm.
Different kinds of tillers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one kind is you turn it on. I mean, you turn them all on, but you have to push it
mm-hmm.
and pull with it and tug with it. And it's manual. I mean, it's manual to you. You have to do all the labor. It just, it tills and you push.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other kind is, it's not a chain drive, but it sort of pulls itself and you just guide it. And it's a lot easier going on you. It don't jump as much.
Okay, do you have a name for that?
Tiller, both of them, both. You know, tiller.
Okay, now how about a little tool that you might use to, maybe transplant a flower from a flower pot into the garden or something?
I've called it a flowering tool or a potting tool.
Would you call it anything else? It's sort of, V-shaped like that?
Not a dowel.
Trowel?
Yeah, a dowel trowel.
Okay. And what about one of the little tools that has three prongs on it, but you have to kneel down to use it?
I don't know.
Okay. Would you call it a hand fork? You ever use that?
Use a pitchfork.
Not quite.
Big difference.
Yeah. Okay, what kind of rake would you use to get up the leaves in the fall?
A leaf rake, but it's got the protruding fingers, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they're kind of flimsy. I don't know what you call them, but the leaves, it gills under the leaves to collect more than just a regular
mm-hmm.
flat rake.
And what's a
flat rake?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the other rake has the long fingers extending, this is the rake part's right up at the handle.
Yeah,
it's like that, and it's used mainly for like spreading out gravel and dirt, like when you're in your garden you're spreading out dirt.
Okay, and if you had a hedge, you might use something to, you know, even them out. What would that be called?
Clippers.
Okay.
Hedge clippers.
How about different kinds of
trimmers, hedge trimmers?
Is there a difference there between clippers and trimmers?
Well, to me, trimmers are electric.
Okay.
And clippers, you use your hands.
Okay. If a pretty good sized tree blew down, what might a man use to cut it up with?
Chainsaw.
Okay. Now we're talking about food. Can you name and describe some different cuts of beefsteak?
Beefsteak.
Just talking about different
roast,
of
roast beef, and then I think there's a type called the rump roast.
Okay.
And you have your T-bone and sirloin.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all.
Okay, now where does each of these parts come from?
Well, the rump roast is on the rump.
Okay.
And the roast is a part of the rump roast. It's the smaller part, like a rump roast is larger.
Uh-huh.
And the roast, it's a smaller part, sort of down under. It's a cut off of the rump roast. And then your T-bone, it's the side of the beef. Not the side where it goes under, sort of. And your sirloin is, if I'm not wrong, it's up toward the front of the beef.
Okay. Any different cuts of pork?